What did your kid accidentally order? What crazy thing did your kid accidentally order?
Courtesy of a woman in Lexington whose little one ordered 70,000 dum-dum suckers
yep.
for carnival.
Yeah, Tabitha says, daughter was three, got on our Prime account on television, bought season two of Bubble Guppies.
Oh, excellent choice.
That's
like, I got to keep up with my story, Mom.
That's right. Season two, done. Debbie.
I was calling about my grandson.
What did he order?
So my son-in-law had left his New York Amazon account open, and my grandson ordered $1,200 of videos.
Oh, gosh. were they appropriate?
Oh, yeah. They're just cartoons and whatnot. But
okay.
He was just like, I'm having movie night, and yeah. This is what we're going to do.
Yep, that's a festival right there.
But it was a fun thing to explain to his boss.
Yes, explain it to the boss. Yep. Hey, by the way, you're going to see $1,200 worth of videos on the Amazon account, so... Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Debbie. Tammy said, he bought a pair of $500 shoes. But instead of the shoes, a butt whipping was delivered to him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a lesson. Oh, gosh. Kim says my six-year-old bought a life-size llama costume.
Oh.
He thought it was a real llama.
What?
He was disappointed. I was terrified.
He's like, Mom, wait till you see what I got.
Wait, Mom, you know what we need?
We are a llama in the backyard.
That's what we this are house getting... is missing.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Brad said, when I was a kid, me and my brother bought $120 worth of cell phone games off the T-Mobile marketplace.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's yep. easy
yep.
to do.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
He was like, to us, they were just free games. We saw something yep. we liked. We just downloaded it. My father Absolutely. Nearly had a heart attack looking at the bill for $120+ for dumb cell phone games. Ooh. He was able to get a refund, though, from T-Mobile. So
that is good. But it does look like it's free because it's so easy
yeah.
to buy.
Yes, exactly. Right? Crazy things your kid accidentally ordered.
Rebecca, a 6-foot cardboard cutout of Danny DeVito.
What? That's not even real life. He's like 4'11.
I know. I don't even know how he found it, but it lives in our hallway because he's part of the family now. That's great.
It's like WWDD. What would Danny do?
Oh, my goodness. That's
Danny DeVito.
We had a cardboard cutout of James Dean in my dorm room in college.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how or why, but he got like different clothes.
We had a cardboard
like
cutout
him up.
in the old studios of something for the longest time.
I thought it was James Dean. Wasn't it James Dean?
In the studios?
I think it was. I want to say it was like the same one that I had in college. I don't know. That was fun, though.
Tim said, my son bought $379 worth of Pokemon plushies. All different kinds.
Oh,
didn't even
wow.
know that many existed. It looked like
no.
a Pikachu explosion in my living room.
Fun.
Yeah.
Squishy.
All right.
Okay, Linda said my son bought a $1,200 drone.
Whoop.
He just wanted a flying toy. The return process required 2 customer service calls and a prayer. But thankfully,
and
able
a prayer.
To return it. Yes, please,
oh,
please.
Shoot.
Please take it back.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
All right, one more. Crazy things your kids accidentally ordered. Heather said, am I reading that right? A medieval jousting lance?
What?
She said, I cannot make this up. It's taller than me. Needless to say, my Amazon password has been changed, Face ID removed from the iPad, and we're sticking to crayons and coloring books for the entertainment.
Absolutely. I mean, you truly can find anything on Amazon.
Oh, shoot.
What
that's
the
funny.
Heck?
Those are good stories.
My favorite is Danny DeVito. He joined the family.
That's right.
So
that's right. Well, you know,
we
can't disrespect Danny DeVito by throwing him out.
Well, no. No, he lives there
that's
forever.
Right.